following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach with Pastor Bill Welsh. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Well, hello everybody and welcome to Refuge Daily. I am sitting in today for Pastor Jonathan Ferguson, and I want to share a song with you. It comes out of Luke, but let me sing it first.
The Spirit of the Lord is now upon me to heal the broken heart and set the captive free, to open prison doors and make the blind to see. The Spirit of the Lord is now on me.
Nobody would argue that that is the statement, of course, comes straight from Luke chapter 4, a statement Jesus made as he was about to begin his own personal public ministry. He stood up in the synagogue in his own hometown of Nazareth, it says in chapter 4, verse 16 of the Gospel of Luke. He stood up in the synagogue, and as was his custom, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, stood up to read, and he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. Now, what he quotes isn't found in just one place. It's in Isaiah 49, it's in Isaiah 61, some of it is even found in Isaiah. In Psalm 146, Psalm 147. So it's like he was searching all over, and if he was just handed the book of Isaiah, then maybe Psalms was in another scroll, but he knew the word of God. So anyway, he stands up and he quotes this passage that I've just sung, and he said, then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant, sat down, all the eyes and the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him, and he began to say to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." He says, "I've come to do all that." Let me read it again. "Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who were oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." And then he sat down. So you found yourself somewhere in that list. I know, either brokenhearted or blinded. Wherever you were, whatever you were, when Jesus found you, he came to change that. He came to set you free. But here's the thing. We used to sing that song as if we were singing it about us. And let me tell you why that makes sense. Because later in the Gospels, all the way almost at the end of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 20, Jesus, who's just freshly that morning, that very morning, risen from the dead, appears to be the last appearance of that day, and he's in the room now with the 11 surviving apostles, and maybe there were some others there as well. But he steps into that room, and he breathes on them, and the scripture says he breathed on them and said, "Now receive the Holy Spirit." And here's what he said: "As the Father sent me, I send you." See, that's so important to remember, especially in the context of what Jesus said the Father had sent him to do. He said, "The Spirit of God is upon me to bring hope to hopeless people, to preach the good news to them." And I like how there's preaching at the beginning and the end, preach the good news to the poor and to proclaim, another word for preaching, proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. In other words, that another day was coming, the day of the Lord was coming when he would take charge and the world would be what it should have been all along if we had submitted to Christ as King, if we'd submitted to the Lord our God. And so he says, "I've come to do all of that." And then at the end of his ministry, he says, "Now I'm sending you to do that, to bring healing to the sick and to bring hope to the hopeless and to proclaim that better days are coming for all of us that have faith in Jesus Christ." Think about it again. He sent you and I out to preach the gospel to poor people, to bring healing to brokenhearted people, proclaim liberty to captives, that they don't have to remain addicted, they don't have to remain bound to sin, recovery of sight to the blind, especially the spiritual eyes being opened to understand the goodness of God, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. That statement got Jesus in trouble. And it will get us in trouble as well when we have the audacity to tell somebody that there is a better life for you. There's a better way to live free in Jesus Christ. And so I love to follow up that song. Let me sing it one more time, and then I'll put it together with another song that's a plea to the Holy Spirit to do through us what he did through Christ.
The Spirit of the Lord is now upon me to heal the broken heart and set the captive free, to open prison doors and make the blind to see. The Spirit of the Lord is now on me.
So, because he's called us to do the same thing, that's why I sing this next song.
Come Holy Spirit, I need you. Come Holy Spirit, I pray. Come in your strength and your power. Come in your own gentle way. Come as a rest for the weary. Come as a balm for the soul.
To receive the power of the Holy Spirit to bring healing. It's people like you and people like me that God uses today to be, maybe you've heard this so many times that it's become like a picture on your wall that you walk right by, a picture by a master, but it's true. You are his hands extended today to somebody. You're his feet running to a Lazarus. You're his heart reaching out to someone else. It's your voice that will bring hope to somebody. So ask him for the power of his Spirit and walk in the power of his Spirit, and may God do great things for you. Grace and peace. Have a wonderful day. Shalom, shalom.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach with Pastor Bill Welsh. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.